You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back with the next episode of Sherpa Shorts. Hey, everybody, I'm Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe.
We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas, helping youth workers to keep going. And we are making our way through the alphabet.
I think it's day 11 already.
You're closing, good at math.
We're closing in on the halfway point.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been fun, man.
Unbelievable. This is great.
10 minutes a day riffing on a new word each day with the next letter of the alphabet that we get surprised by our partner.
Absolutely.
See what happens.
And here I am sitting here looking at Steve. We've got one or two more episodes we'd like to get in today, but his eyes are starting to glaze over because he's got a golf appointment after this.
I do, and I was up early playing basketball, so it's a sporting kind of day.
Yeah, so we gotta get to this, man.
Let's get after it, man. It's your turn, right?
It is my turn.
All right, Matthew McCabe, what is your word for
the letter K?
My word for the letter K is Kleenex. And it is spelled with a K. I checked it out.
It is.
Kleenex.
Okay.
I want to know, what are the things that make you weep in student ministry? And I mean that in the positive way. I mean, you could take that the other way if you want. But what are the things that, as they happen, you just can't help but just cry. Just burst into tears.
It caused me to pause when you said it because, well, you'll find out shortly.
All right.
But
Do tell.
No. Okay. So the things that make me cry for joy.
Yes.
Weep with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Just those moments in student ministry that just put you to a puddle of emotion.
Last night, we had our final youth leader training of the spring. So we had all our youth leaders in the room for dinner, and we gave out some presentations, some prizes, some award-type things. And I had a little presentation that I was making to them. And, you know, we have 30-some volunteers. And I wrote down this thing about the kingdom of God and how they contribute to the kingdom of God. And as I started to give it, I, like, got all choked up. Mm-hmm. I was not feeling emotional yesterday. I wasn't weepy. I wasn't tired or... There was no other reason. I have no idea where it came from, but I'm reading my little script that I wrote, and suddenly I'm like choked up, sobbing, embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
I don't, well, I guess what was making me tear up is just the thought of all the ways that our leaders are pouring themselves out for the kids. I mean, all these different ways that they've invested in the different kids and the struggles that those kids are facing, and I just saw the love that they have for them and the time that they give and how much they care, it just makes me cry.
Yeah.
It just touches me.
Oh, absolutely.
To know that we have people that love our students that well, that they're taking on their burdens and they're showing up at their games and they're working through their family's divorce with them. I mean, just so many things. So
yeah.
Last night was a good example.
It's a great example.
I needed the Kleenex, and I was like 30 seconds into my little speech.
It's exactly what I had in mind when I chose the word.
Okay.
I mean, there's the easy things. You know, when I was thinking about that, I thought about, like, baptisms.
Sure.
You know, whenever we do baptisms, especially with students, mm-hmm. you know, to hear someone tell their story of why they decided to follow Jesus. Like, I just, I'm a mess from the get-go.
Yeah.
In the best kind of way possible. And then, of course, you know, sometimes we get too close of an upfront view of kids that are carrying really, really heavy burdens, mm-hmm. you know, family-wise or otherwise. And I find myself, when I know that story from that kid, that student, no matter what's happening, I'm prone to tears. Mm-hmm. If they get it, if I see a light go on and they get it, I'm reduced to tears. If they're playing a game and they're just laughing and having fun and forgetting about all the cares in the world, I cry because I know so much. I know the depth of it. So there's those things. But
those are good.
Yeah, I think watching, just not too long ago, my wife and I went to a musical at one of the local high schools because we had a few students from the youth group that were in there, and particularly one girl who was in my wife's small group all through middle school, and she's a freshman in high school now. So it's pretty recent connection. So we went, and I mean, this girl, this girl can sing. And I mean, I know we're a little biased, but this girl can flat out sing. And she was the lead as a freshman in the play at a pretty big high school. And we went there, and both my wife and I wept. The Wiz, you know, the adaptation of
it's not even a good musical.
It's not even a good musical. But to watch this student do something she loved and do it well and receive the accolades then from her classmates and her classmates' parents and the faculty at the school, it was like a 3-hour sob fest. I told my wife afterward, I'm like, you need to take me out for dessert. Actually, you need to take me out for a stiff drink, but we don't really drink that much anymore. So I said, I'll settle for cheesecake. And so we went for cheesecake because I was a wreck. In the best way possible, just watching them, you know, do what they love to do.
Because you got to watch the student express her gifts.
Absolutely.
That God has given to her. Yeah. Yep. That would make me cry too.
Yep, for sure.
That's a good one.
So I'm definitely prone to that.
I think we have 5 or 6 students who've lost a parent in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when I think about them and their stories, and whenever those stories get shared, usually like at a retreat, we'll have a reflective time, or we've had some different prayer experiences where they can write questions to God and things like that. And you open up that little bag full of questions, and you start to see questions like, God, why did you take my mother? And things like that. I mean, that just slays me.
Mm-hmm.
Those are it's moments tough. That just crush you. Yeah. So they're bittersweet because you know that you're helping that student through that time, and that the community that we're providing for them is really, really important. But yeah, it's tough to put yourself in the place of that kid and
Absolutely.
Imagine what he or she's going through.
Yeah.
Other happy moments where I was brought to tears, I've shared before when my own kids were in the youth ministry.
Sure. Sure.
And especially like, oh, here's one. Senior banquets.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Dude, senior banquets, I am a total mess. I mean, if I wore makeup, I would have...
You'd have mascara running.
I'd have
for
mascara
sure.
running down my face. Yeah. Not that I would wear makeup.
But if you did.
If I did. So at the senior banquet, there's always tears because you have 7 years of relationships with some of these kids.
Absolutely.
You just learn to love them. And then to think about them... growing up and moving on. It's hard. And when it's your own kids,
it's like double.
Yes.
Well, it's double not only for your own kids, but even the rest of that class because you have a deeper connection with that class when it's your own kid.
Absolutely.
I know that for the longest time, you know, we do ours is more of a senior like thing during the service on a Sunday. We call it Senior Sunday. Yours is a senior banquet. Everybody does something though around it.
Yeah.
And we make a video, obviously. You make a video of you know, we get parents to submit younger photos, and then we pull out all the youth group footage we have. And over the years, almost every year, somebody says, hey, I'd love to serve you and take that off your plate. Why don't I make the video? And I'm always like, no. You can order the books and you can wrap the Bibles and whatever. Mm-hmm. There's lots of other things you can take. I need that. That's closure for me. And for me, it's the opportunity to weep in my office.
Oh yeah.
As opposed to being in the service, then having to preach as soon as the video's done.
Yes.
Having that be the first time I see it. No, by then I've seen it so much I'm kind of dulled to it, you know.
Right.
And I've had my moments. I've wept my tears. The journey that these guys are on.
Dude, we are on the same wavelength now.
For sure.
I have sat in my office. Usually I pull an all-nighter or somewhere around the senior banquet, and I've sat here like 3 a.m. just bawling my eyes out. And then the music that I pick is forever associated with that class. So the song will come on later in my car and be like, oh, I remember the class of 2012.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We do it. We allow each student to choose their own soundtrack for their portion of the video, for their pictures and their little videos.
Yeah.
We have boundaries. And so when they choose them, then I usually typically have to get that song, put it on so I can make the video. So then it's on my iPod. It's rolling. And a song will come on. To this day, a song will come on. 13 years ago, I'm like, oh, and I'm seeing, you know, Maggie's pictures or Eden's pictures or whatever, you know, and it's just, it's special.
We've started to do this other thing at the banquet where we give each kid a word and we tell them why we chose this word for them. It's like a little prophetic speaking into their life. And I write these down ahead of time. But a lot of times I can barely get through them. And especially the kids that I'm really closest to, I get to the last couple. I remember when it was my own son. I don't even know if anybody could hear what I was saying. I was blubbering.
You're just
so
gone.
Bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so those moments are really, really precious.
Yeah, I think service is another big thing. It comes through a lot on mission trips because you're also in an emotional time. But to sit back and observe a kid who you've observed being selfish and self-centered and sort of egocentric get into a position where they're giving everything of themselves to somebody or some group or some kid on a service trip or a mission trip. I've been known to just be standing in the corner, just a puddle of tears, you know, trying to pull myself together to give the instructions for the next part of the day because it that gets me.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many boxes of Kleenex do you think you've gone through in your years of youth ministry?
You know what? I don't even want to quantify it at this point in time.
I'll bet it's an entire UPS truckload.
Absolutely. You can definitely buy some stock in Kleenex because as long as I stay in the game, I'll be using it.
Who makes Kleenex anyway?
I don't even know. It's probably a brand, isn't it?
It is a brand. It's probably like, I don't know, one of those Smith, Klein, Beecham, Kraft.
Yeah, when I grew up, my grandpa would always yell at me.
Procter
my
Gamble.
My grandpa worked at Scott's Paper Company in Marinette, Wisconsin.
Right.
And they made
a
brand of tissues called Scotties.
Yeah.
And so whenever I'd say, Grandpa, do you have any Kleenex in the house? He'd say, don't you dare say that. You need a Scotty. Because it was his livelihood. It's how he made
there
a living. So anyway.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Exactly. Well, oh, man, here it is.
There's the sound.
Is anyone crying because they heard the sound? Because they're so excited about winning the free stay in the Sherpa house?
Have we told you lately what we're doing?
Okay, that might be a stretch that they're crying about that. But I don't know if we have. Yeah, we're giving away a free stay. We've rented a house, a really sweet house in Tampa for the National Youth Workers Convention. There's going to be 20 spots in the house. We're selling them. But we're also giving one away.
All you got to do is get the secret word from every episode of the Sherpa Shorts, put them into the super secret Sherpa phrase.
And
say that three times fast.
No, I don't want to do that.
And you can be entered into a chance to win the free spot.
Upwards of a $300 value.
All you got to do is email the Sherpa phrase to us at youthministrysherpas@gmail.com, and you'll be entered into a drawing. So the word for today is
Sherpa.
There you go.
There it is.
All right.
There it is. So lock it in. Well, that is probably enough. I'm sure there's more things that we cry about, but, you know.
I got to go blow my nose.
Sherpa short episode, so we need to keep it short. So that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with a new letter and a new word and a new episode. Until then,
Sherpas
out.